Chance to clinch today for the Cleveland Guardians. They play at 1:10 today. Joey Cantillo will be on the mound. If they beat the Minnesota Twins, they are in.
And it could be celebration time there today if you're getting a chance to play hooky from school or work.
Well, this is the thing here, is that Owen is planning to take his kids. We did draw the ire from somebody who says that their significant other is a teacher. They wouldn't like what we were having to say.
Oh, come on.
Grow up. I don't think they heard the entire thing of it where Owen's like, well, he's got football practice. I go, yeah, but, you know, it's your kid's good enough at sports. He can miss a practice.
Go to school for school.
You don't want to hear my whole thing about that stuff. Guys, if you're missing weeks at a time, and when I was in school, we had some people who did that. If you're missing weeks at a time or you know, every other day you're going, well, then there's a problem. But if you're...
Pythagorean theorem or playoffs? What's more important?
Well, if you ask me, you know what the answer I'm going to give, because I think if your attendance is relatively there and you do all your work, what the hell? If the job gets done in the end, what the hell?
I totally agree.
Okay. Because it's like, hey, man, I know that everybody... Well, I don't... They got to hear me. I don't want my time wasted. I understand that, but it is, life's about experiences. This is an experience to see something. I am told that if they clinch today.
I mean, if your kid is this lost on algebra, just, you know, less than a month into the school year, he's not going
to
catch up.
Well, that's why they might need to go to the algebra class, Anthony. You're making a terrible point
I think he needs to start over.
I plan on teaching them how to do batting averages during the game.
That's a good point. Yes.
Incorporate math.
Turn it into something like that. So Owen is considering, I think he's going to do it, and I have no problem with him doing it because he's his own man and a taxpayer and a father and a good father.
Don't know any of that.
Taking his kids to the Guardians game today to possibly watch them clinch, which, again, we're told that if they do win today at 1:10, that it seems strong that they will celebrate on the field with the fans. I mean, the fans won't be in the field, but they'll celebrate on the field in front of the fans, and then they'll celebrate in the clubhouse, and you'll get to see all that stuff, and that'll be a lot of fun for everybody involved. So if you get a chance to go there, because you end up telling that story for the rest of your life.
Well,
there's very few stories I can remember of everyday high school that I can tell that I remember. There's a lot of sports memories that I have, obviously.
We absolutely remember coming downtown back in the day. I mean, for that 90s run, especially in 95, a bunch of friends remember coming downtown for all of that. So I also think this feels a little different. Yeah, we made the postseason a bunch of times, but it should never be so rote or so, hey, we're used to doing this. That should never be the case. And the fact that it's a new manager, and we, quite frankly, I can't speak for everybody.
Yeah.
I know Nick Wilson won a bet with Daryl because he thought they were going to be really good. I did not. And I think a lot of people were in the same boat.
That burger looked amazing.
Nick's
enjoyment of the burger made it look that much even better.
And he should enjoy it.
Yes.
I did not expect this. And I think I'm speaking for a lot of fans that did not expect this team to have this kind of a year. And my God, I mean, 4 weeks ago, it looked like we were in the middle of a collapse. So we came out on the other end of it, and they battled through it, which is, I think, synonymous with this team this year. I think it should mean something that they're able to do this.
Well, I look off to the West, and I remember Seattle didn't. They had a great team in the 90s, and they didn't make the postseason for 20 years. I think they just broke that streak, I think, last year, if I'm not mistaken. So it's not something that happens every year where it's exactly where, well, this kind of becomes old hat. No, I think it's very, very special. I think it's very hard over a very long regular season to make a postseason. And so, yeah, I think that the history that you could share with each other, because God forbid, I hope there's many more playoff appearances to come, but who knows? Maybe Owen's kids someday are taking them down for the next time that could possibly happen. So I don't think if you have the chance to witness that history, yeah, you know, the algebra and the history, and I'm a big history, it'll all be there tomorrow. It'll all be there when you get home. It'll be there on your tablets or whatever, your Chromebooks or whatever you guys charge.
So many of you parents, I see at school board meetings, you don't even like what the schools teach anyway. So you get a reprieve from that.
Half of them look like Monday Night Raw back in the 90s anyway. So let's not even get into it. All right. So, yeah, you got that possibility tonight. So, Owen, you taking them real quick or today, this afternoon?
I haven't decided yet.
Okay. Come on. You got
to
go.
I want to check in with you in about an hour here. It's a great night last night that the Guardians won. Kyle Manzardo came through. I looked, and somebody brought up Austin Hedges. And God bless him, Twitter reactions brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. He just wasn't in the lineup last night. So I was only going by who appeared and who was in the original starting lineup. Miles Straw, I don't trust. Bo Naylor, I can't say I trust. Austin Hedges, if he were in the lineup, obviously I wouldn't trust him. It's a valid point. Everybody else, I'm still a little about Lane Thomas just because there's a lot of history after the trade deadline before this hot streak, but that's kind of gone away there. Will Brennan's been pretty good. I mean, you got guys here who have really started. Angel Martinez, since he got brought up, what was he batting .500 going into last night?
Yeah, I mean, he had like something like 7 hits in the last week.
Yeah, he was outstanding. Go ahead.
Yeah,
there,
Rocchio is the one, and he came through last night. Rocchio is one of the ones that I would have been like, kind of on the fence
felt
about.
Good, though. I was like, yeah, he's going to get a poke here. He got runners on the corners with one out. I'm feeling good about this, and sure as hell. I looked down for a moment at my phone, and I looked up, and I heard Underwood get excited, and off we went. And it was a nice win for the Guardians. They're definitely, you're in a division that you have 4 teams over .500. Then you have the White Sox, which they decided to make jokes on the internet about their own team, which that's going to make everybody feel better. And they have Big Selva team signs in the camera shot down the third baseline behind the dugout, so everybody can see that. So they're doing well. But either way, it's been a fantastic run for the Guardians here today. We have one game to clinch the playoff spot here, and we're looking forward to it. So hopefully we'll get that win today. And the AL Central, by the way, is at 4, according courtesy of Joe Noga here. I have the article from last night that Mitch got us. It is at 4 over the Royals. It says, any combination of the Guardians' wins and losses by the second-place team, currently the Royals at equals 4, will give Cleveland its 12th AL Central division crown in franchise history. So a lot more coming up on the Guardians a little bit later on. 216-474-0092. So let me ask you a question. Miles is out with a foot. It's a 6.5-point spread. He was out practice with a foot, not out of the game with a foot yet. Okay? It's a 6.5-point spread. Can I afford to give Miles a day off?
Whew, well,
because you say you expect victory, and
yeah,
I'm like,
I
don't know.
But part of that expectation is Myles Garrett, you know, just handling opposing offensive lines. It's a big part, especially against inferior teams. And I know people are like, inferior? Come on, you're 1-1. Okay, I think I saw the dominant Browns defense back last week, and I think I saw Deshaun Watson that gave me glimpses of real hope. Not just fake hope, real hope with his ability, his escapability, and his accuracy. You know, big part of that for Deshaun Watson was his accuracy was back. So if you add in the drops too, I mean, the ball was put on.
Well, the best throw he had of the day yesterday on Sunday was the drop pass
and
to Amari
touch,
Cooper.
He showed touch in that game, and he's not out of the woods. He's got to do this for a much, much longer period of time. But those are the reasons that the Giants have really been, I don't know, fiendstock. I don't know. Their offseason, there has been a lot to poke fun at the Giants over the last year. And nobody in that organization seems all that confident in their quarterback. So those are the reasons why, I have an expectation that they should win this weekend. You're at home. I think our defensive line should just be able to manhandle them.
Well, Let me answer one question first before I try to answer another. Because I'm still, I asked you the question about Miles. I'm not even setting it up to try to make a point. I'm kind of wondering here. Because you got a 17-game schedule, and this right now is the light part of the schedule. It's going to get very, very difficult here coming up in later October. But I have Miles Garrett, who's fantastic. I go back and I watch this Giants game. They got manhandled against Minnesota. They were in the game against Washington. There's kicker woes there. There's problems. I thought they did much better against Washington. Washington's still not that great of a football team, though. So I don't think that I expect victory, because I also watch us and I go, we are not at the point right now where we expect victory. I have a team that doesn't have an identity right now and is still finding its identity.
They're not
a rudderless ship.
You don't think that defense showing what they showed, that looked more like last year, that's repeatable, right?
I don't know that right now. I mean, you were playing against a team in Jacksonville that I think that they got some serious holes going into this year. I think that as of this moment with this football team, there are a lot of questions that I need to answer, and I need to start to answer those questions, and it'd be much easier to answer those questions with Myles Garrett on the field. That's why I ask you that question, because this game seems to be ho-hum to a lot of people where it's like, okay, we're going to go 2-1, and then we can set sail here for the rest of the season now. Is it like that? Can you afford to give Myles Garrett a game off then if the Giants are such an easy opponent? 216-474-0092.